today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
A four-piece boneless meal. Hi, this is Enrique Cruz with my two picks for April 2026. Joe Louis has been a part of the local indie scene for over 10 years, but he's not widely known, mainly because his act can be maybe too much of a novelty act for mainstream audiences. I think his latest single with La Banda Onírica de la Puerta Roja, or The Dreamlike Band of the Red Door, deserves to be heard. It's titled Polionírico, or Polydreamlike. Tell me what you think. My second and final pick is by The Fourth Act, a band out of Bradford, UK. They describe themselves as a four-piece boneless meal. The song is called Filthy Rich. Enjoy.
Now Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for April new music. My first pick really needs no introduction. They are the polka-dotted duo of Kleck and Ken from Saguenay, Quebec, better known as Angine de Poitouin, and their latest album is called Volume 2. By now, pretty much everyone's seen the KEXP video or anything on YouTube, because at least a couple months back, they were like the biggest thing on the internet. I describe the sound as microtonal math rock with like progressive rock and even metal. Ken has the double neck guitar with the bass and the one side the guitar, and then he's with his foot, he's controlling the loops and everything, and then Kleck is on the drums, and I just became a big fan. I pretty much watched, like everybody else, just all the videos on YouTube, and once you get past their crazy outfits and just listen to their music, it's pretty unique. And a song like Free Play is the fourth track. I think it's UTZP. I don't know how it's pronounced exactly. I guess Utsep. And the song like builds up, and around the 3:52 mark, it just like pauses, and then a 3:59 mark, it starts up again, and then it builds up again, and then around the 4:27 mark, it just goes like on a full shred fest, like it just goes crazy pretty much until the end of the song. For my next pick is another instrumental group. They're called Parlor Greens. They're from Loveland, Ohio. Their latest album is called Emeralds. And they're an organ, guitar, drums, bass band. You think of like the Booker T and the MGs, kind of like that. It's like funky, jazzy. It's, if you're a fan of the Delvin Lamar organ trio, it sounds a lot like that. In fact, they have Jimmy James on guitar. He's formerly of the Delvin Lamar organ trio. In Oregon, you have Adam Scone, who's been with many different bands. And on drums, they have Tim Carman, who was formerly in the blues band GA20. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Lion Mane. And I think on this whole album, Jimmy James and his guitar just shines throughout this whole album. My honorable mention pick is the band Tiger Cub from the UK, and their latest song is called Nets to Catch the Wind. I would describe their sound as alt-rock mixed with like grunge, industrial. It's a little heavy. And the song I'd like for you to play is called A Black Moon. In closing, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs. Listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
She said, I heard a black moon weeping, awake when you were sleeping, to chase away our feelings. And she said, catch your dreams in a web to hang your demons. Chase the hearts until the balls. Bleed the heart until it's full. Eat the poison from the core. Burning out my sky. Oh, black moon. We'll be right back.
polka-dotted duo of Kleck and Ken